you know, sometimes you just want to watch American movies.
It's right. Like, good old American movies.
Yeah, I'm trying to watch Breaking Bad. All of a sudden, it's all this Bollywood stuff. And I'm not saying Indians aren't good at making movies. I mean, M. Night Shyamalan.
The greatest filmmaker of all time.
Greatest filmmaker of all time. And you're not being sarcastic.
No, I mean that with every ounce of hatred in my heart. I mean that. No, no, he's... He's got more... I haven't seen too many of his movies. What I've seen... I mean, Sixth Sense is great.
No question.
That movie is incredible.
Sure.
And then I think he... I don't know. I mean, the plot twist was huge. I think he just kind of rode that. Because then every one of his movies for a while had, like, a huge, crazy plot twist. And they were not all good.
Mm.
Like, I
It for almost, example.
It almost ruins the movie for me. Like Signs.
Okay.
Signs is a great movie. That movie is, I mean, it's like, is that horror? I don't think so. It's like a thriller kind of thing, right? Because like nothing's jumping out and scaring you, but it's a scary movie. It's a weird, freaky deaky movie.
I'd say it's horror, but.
And then you get to the end and it's like, oh, the aliens that have been watching us and stalking us don't know that 70% of the planet kills them, and they're conveniently terrorizing a family with a girl who conveniently can't finish a glass of water to save her life.
So that's your problem with the movie?
I just think, like,
in a nutshell,
I just think you have this whole build up and then it's just like, get the hose, we beat the alien.
Fair enough. I mean, as far as the 70% water crashing on a planet with 70% water, you know, maybe they crashed there by mistake.
Did they crash or they landed?
Or landed? I don't know. Did they ever get into that? I don't think so.
No, because he wasn't around long enough because he got spit on and died.
I mean, like, I think that could be explained away. I get it, the plot convenience with the girl who can't finish her water.
The village.
The village.
You have this movie where they, like,
yeah, explain to me your issues with M. Night Shyamalan movies, and I'll explain to you how you're wrong.
Okay.
Right, go ahead. The Village.
I should start by being transparent. Haven't seen it. But...
Commenting on a movie he hasn't seen, folks.
But I know that, you know, there's this, like, okay, what? You're made to think that it's a period piece, and then
yes,
the protagonists escape.
Right.
And the plot twist is like, it's not a period piece.
Right.
Because they end up finding a highway or something.
Yep.
There's no planes. You didn't hear planes. You were that close to the highway. You didn't hear a truck. You didn't hear a car accident. You didn't hear a horn.
Right.
Nothing.
That's a good point. That thought did cross my mind, I'm not going to lie. But what if the leader of the village made a deal with the government to make this area a no-fly zone?
That
he could carry on.
That's a rad way to write the movie for the person who should have written the movie.
No, yeah. Matt, not everything needs to be spoon-fed to you, man.
That's fair.
It's, you know,
that's fair.
You got to infer. M. Night Shyamalan.
Right.
He wants you to infer these things, you know, because he thinks...
He finishes movies.
He assumes you as the viewer is smart enough to put those pieces together. But I guess you weren't, and I guess I was. So.
I guess. I mean, maybe I should watch it.
You just don't get it, man. You just don't get it.
What else has he done? He didn't,
you got another one?
He didn't direct, but he wrote Devil, the one with the elevator.
Oh, yeah.
That one wasn't bad. I like that.
Is there a big twist to that one? I don't remember.
I don't think there was, because... Yeah, no. I mean, what was the twist? That the lady was the devil? The old lady at the end?
Right.
All right. Cool.
So maybe when he writes movies, he doesn't always need to focus on if there's a twist or not.
Yeah, but there almost always is.
Yeah, I feel like he set himself up that way.
Yeah. Well, his I did see Old, and
I didn't see that one.
It was pretty cool.
Keep talking. I need to get my drink.
I gotcha. It was pretty cool. There wasn't a big twist at the end of Old, but it just didn't hit with me. I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't even know if you could count it as a twist. So, like, you have these people and they're they're stranded on this beach, and everybody's aging rapidly, but I think their minds stay the same age. So by the end of the movie, there's two kids in the movie, and by the end, they're adults. And they decide, okay, we have to get off this island, no one's gonna save us. And they swim out to sea, and they come to like this coral reef type of thing.
Mm.
And it blocks the aging. And then they make it off, they get back to civilization, and then they stay adults, and the movie kind of ends with you, with them like setting it up like they're going to bring attention to something on the island, because I think there was like some company or corporation that was doing something, experiments and tests and stuff like that. It wasn't bad,
mm-hmm.
but like it wasn't that great.
Well, thanks for the spoiler alert.
I mean, I saved you 2 hours.
Yeah, I did. I wanted to see that movie.
Well,
I really wanted to see that motion picture.
I promise you, I didn't describe it as good or probably as accurate.
Because I'm going to forget everything you just said.
Good. I'm glad.
The next five. I already forgot.
I do want to see that new one, though.
Josh Hartnett?
I want to see it so fucking bad.
God, that dude's hot, isn't he?
He looks a little weird.
He's older.
No, but even when he was younger, like, right?
Yeah, he's got a weird kind of look. Does he have that
like, weird kind of face?
He's got, like, narrow eyes.
Right, right, right.
Which, you know, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, I don't...
Some people don't like them.
I don't trust with the... Yeah, sometimes right. You can't trust the narrow-eyed.
Right. Bless you.
Excuse me. Thank you.
Josh Hartnett, bless you. Josh Hartnett, bless you.
We'll cut this out.
But I do want to see it. I wonder how that's going to end.
Right.
Because if they tell you in the first trailer of the movie... what would seem like a big plot twist. What are they hiding?
Right.
Because
plot twist being that
he's
at a concert, there's all the security around, he finds out why there's all the security around, he finds out there's a plot to arrest a serial killer. And then you find out within the trailer he is the killer.
Right. Right.
So what else does Shyamalan have up his sleeves is what right. you're wondering.
What shitty wondering. Twist are we getting in that movie?
Mm.
That I'm going to give him $15 to rant here about later.
Dude, yeah, you definitely make me want to rewatch his older movies. Did you ever see Unbreakable?
No. I saw Split. I didn't see Unbreakable, and then I didn't see Glass.
Split surprised me a lot. That was really good.
Yeah.
But Unbreakable was a kind of a sleeper.
Really?
I feel like. I heard it was good. I saw it one time, and I remember it... didn't make quite an impression on me, but it's definitely interesting. That's a movie I got to revisit for sure.
I want to, because of how much I enjoyed Split.
Yeah, it's in that same universe, yeah. same yeah. character, and they end up together mm-hmm. in the
James
third
McAvoy,
movie.
Man, what a fucking guy.
Yeah, dude, just an Irish hunk,
right?
You know that guy, just an Irish hunk of fuck, you know?
Yeah, no, he's a pretty good actor too.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, I'm saying a lot of gay shit, dude. I'm talking about Josh Hartnett and James McAvoy. I'm totally yeah. straight, by the way. It's just, you know, you got to appreciate, like, right. fucking...
I mean, straight by 2024 standards.
Exactly.
Which is not...
Right. It's a pretty
right.
low
right.
bar.
You're evil if you're straight.
Yeah. Or white.
Well,
or Christian.
You don't have to worry about that.
No, because I'm not white.
Right. I'm white passing. But
you're white passing.
I'm Latino. I'm pretty tan.
I thought you were white. You kind of looked like a white, maybe a Jew.
Well, when I'm... Jesus, man.
Were there kind of... Yeah, you kind of have a Jew kind of look.
Do I really?
Not too much. Not too bad. Like,
That sucks because I'm broke.
Yeah, you're one of the bad ones. Yeah.
I got black DNA in me, man.
Yeah, dude.
I could say it. Should I say it?
Looking through those tight jeans, I could tell.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. See, mine are pretty loose-fitting. You can't tell.
No.
Try to guess. Just guess how big my dick is.
What state?
And I won't be offended. What state?
Yeah, like hard or soft.
Oh.
Or Virginia. Take your pick.
Well, you know, I'll let you take your pick. You can do all of them.
Gotcha.
All the states. All
right. Soft, I'm going to... I think... Okay. I don't think you're a grower.
Okay.
I think that you're probably packing about like maybe... Five and a half, five to six, anywhere.
Hard?
Not that different either way.
So, like it's like, five soft, six hard.
Right, like it doesn't grow too much when it gets hard.
Gotcha.
Right. Just gets a little thicker and just stands up.
Gotcha.
Right.
Well, you're not wrong.
Oh, shit.
Well, no, I'll argue against that a little bit. You're not wrong if I don't have, like, a full on hard.
Right.
Where it's like, oh, shit. You know, where it's like full on hard,
it's time to go.
You could throw, you know, you can hang wet towels on it.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
There's just not all erections are equal. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So when
they all matter.
Yeah. So, like, when I'm just, like, normally masturbating,
sure.
Like, I feel like I don't get, like, that rock hard.
Right.
You know. But, yeah, when it is, it's a grower.
Right.
Oh, like, it can grow.
Really?
Like, if the mood strikes, it can grow.
Gotcha.
I would say
shows up when he has to.
I'm gonna say like 3 inches.
Nice.
I'm gonna say a 3-inch grow.
It's a big leap.
Yeah.
What movies are you usually watching when you do that?
Well, I can't watch anything with Zooey Deschanel.
No, not into her.
Oh yeah, you don't like the whites.
Her brand, her and her clones.
Too like quirky, like dark hair, blue eye.
Can't do it.
What is it, though, exactly? I can't get over it. Is it the look or the personality, or is it both?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's her voice.
Ugh. Yeah.
Her voice is a dud.
Her voice, when she does interviews, she does this baby talk kind of thing. Yeah, I don't know if that's what you're talking about. But when she, like an elf, like I think her voice is fine.
Yeah, she's pretty rad an elf. I've seen a bunch of episodes of New Girl, and it's like...
Yeah, see, New Girl's where she's, like, baby voice, and she does it in interviews, and I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like constant baby voice. I like it maybe on occasion, you know?
Right, right. Like a little treat.
Yeah, a little treat for me, you know? Yeah. I mean, when we're, you know, feeling cute and whatever.
Right.
But when that's just your normal speaking voice, it's,
into
it.
Hearing that 24/7 doesn't sound fun.
Anyways, what movies do you watch that get you hard?
Terminator 2.
I can see that.
For sure.
I can see that. Terminator. Especially when he's got that
when he turns his hand into the blade.
That gets you hard.
Yeah.
For me it's Arnold and his rifle. What do you call it? The cock handle rifle.
Oh yeah, the shotgun.
That cock handle rifle.
The slow motion when he pulls it out of the rose box. Me.
Yeah. Oh, it's so awesome. God. Yeah, one of the greatest movies ever.
Ever. It's I don't have like a top 5 or like a top 10. I don't know, because I feel like it's hard to do that if you're into movies.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's easier to do that if you're somebody who likes only a particular type of movie.
Mm.
Like, have you ever met somebody whose horror is their personality? And then
horror movies,
yeah, like
and
just
have tattoos of Leatherface and shit,
right? And like they don't really watch any other type of movie, so it's easier for them to categorize. Like, their favorites.
Sure.
And, I mean, not to sound like I'm some kind of a, you know, like, film. But, like, I like so many different types that it's hard for me to, you know, think of, like, my top 5 favorite movies or something like that. But if I had to, Terminator 2 is definitely on there.
Sure. Yeah, I don't normally rank movies too much in my head.
I don't even think about
it. I'll rate it on its own merits.
Sure.
Like, maybe, like, yeah, in my head, I kind of do, like, a 0 out of 4 star thing. I think because I grew up reading Leonard Maltin, the movie critic.
Mm.
Heard of him? He's got this kind of, like, rat face looking thing going on. And
why do you stop at 4?
I think it's a fine...
Is it because there's no such thing as a 5-star movie?
Yeah, maybe.
The perfect movie hasn't been made yet.
Exactly.
Even though you're wrong, everybody knows it's The Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, it's up there. It's one of those movies that's hard to watch again.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, you've seen it once. But it's a powerful movie.
Definitely.
But I think 5 stars is too many stars.
Too many?
I think 4 is fine. Like, it's fine.
Mm.
Like, 0, you hate it. Half a star, you hate it. But there's a good actress in it that's, you know,
okay,
that you think is attractive, maybe.
Sure.
1 star... Maybe you like the actors, but you don't like anything else about the movie.
Hmm.
Or something else. You like one thing, or you like, the cinematography's good, but the acting's terrible. Something, I don't know.
Okay.
1.5, you know, you can go from there.
Sure. Right.
Not gonna get on in the specifics.
It just gets better until you love it.
Sure. What's a 4-star movie to you?
Terminator 2.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you brought that back.
And The Passion of the Christ.
Something. Yeah, definitely an action movie in its own right.
Gets 4 nails out of 4. Yikes.
Anyways.
No, but I mean.
90s action movies hit different.
Oh, dude, yeah.
And early 2000s. 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah. I had an uncle growing up, and he was a huge, like, 80s action movie fan. He had a huge collection of VHSs. He had every Stallone movie you could think of, every Schwarzenegger movie. Like, that was his jam. So I used to, I don't remember too many of them, because at the time that we were all living together, I was like 5, 6, but I used to just watch a lot of those with him. That was his thing, and those movies are out of control,
absolute staples of you know, just film history.
Yeah.
He talks Stallone. I mean, yeah, Rambo. I never really watched Rocky, but Rambo was my shit.
I've seen the original one, and it was
First Blood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't what I expected at all.
It's what most people don't expect, because it's built up such a legacy of constant action movie.
Right.
Where this one's just a traumatized veteran who just wants to mind his own business.
Right.
And he's
who gets literally harassed for no reason.
Bitch-ass cops just keep harassing him for no reason. And right. He's pushed into committing violence, but never actually kills anybody in that movie, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
he kills a hog, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a sick. That scene lives rent-free in my head. There's something so primal about it that I just think about it a lot. If I'm ever in a situation where I have to hunt an animal and all I have is a knife, he's just hanging out on a tree, probably a good 10, 12 feet on a branch, and waits for the hawk to pass underneath and just drops and sticks him. And yeah, powerful scene. David Caruso, young David Caruso, plays a deputy.
There we go. Yeah. Okay.
David Caruso, CSI Miami.
Yeah. The guy with the puns and the sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. He's in that movie? Jesus Christ. I know Brian Dennehy's in that movie. He's like the sheriff. He's the main dude.
Not fucking Brian Dennehy. Right. Get the fuck out of here.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah,
he's great in that
he
movie.
He pissed me off in that movie.
Yeah. He's the sheriff, right?
Yeah. Like, John's just literally walking through the street with his, like, you know, knapsack, you know, backpack type thing. And he just pulls up to him and just grills him.
Yeah.
And, like, I felt bad for the dude, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stallone is very sympathetic in that movie. He's a great actor when he's in the right role. Like, he really is, man.
Yeah.
Like, he's... You got to see this movie, Copland. Have you seen this movie, Copland?
No.
He plays a deputy there, and he kind of stumbles on a plot from these corrupt cops that are covering up a murder.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Something like that. Yeah, great movie, though. Great cast. Robert De Niro.
Nice.
Is in it.
When did that come out?
I want to say...
like, it's an old one?
Fairly old, you know. It's probably about your age, so yeah.
Oh,
pretty
damn.
Old
as fuck. We're ready to tap out.
Yeah. You know, like 90, 92, something like that.
Gotcha, okay.
Ray Liotta's in it.
Ray Liotta, rest in peace.
Yeah, R.I.P. Ray Liotta.
Yeah. He's got one more movie coming out.
Yeah.
I saw a trailer. I saw a trailer for it. And it's weird, like, I thought his last performance was Cocaine Bear, which was
I think it was the last movie he filmed.
Oh, but, okay. So
these movies been on the back burner, the ones that are coming out
now.
Gotcha.
So what do you think should count? What's his final performance? Technically, it's Cocaine Bear, right? Performance.
I didn't see that movie, but I...
Oh, it's fantastic.
Is it?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You go into it understanding that it's goofy, and it doesn't take itself too seriously.
Yeah.
And you get exactly what you expect, and it's fun.
Yeah, Elizabeth Banks directed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of, she's a funny one, because I remember she directed the Charlie's Angels reboot,
right?
And when it flopped, she
blamed
us
men
because we didn't go
toxic
to see
men
it.
For not seeing it.
like, men don't want to see women in leading roles, I remember, was the big thing.
Yeah, well, that wasn't the case with
it
Drew Barrymore,
right,
and Cameron Diaz.
It wasn't the case
Lucy
with
Liu.
Those.
So, maybe it's you?
Yeah, just, it's a bad movie.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Kristen Stewart's great. I don't know the other actresses. But I think it's not about men or anybody. It's just
right.
We've seen this movie before with, you know, just a great group of actresses that had, like,
with a better
chemistry.
Cast.
And you could yeah, it's just a better
with Bernie
cast.
Mac and Bill Murray.
Bernie Mac, Bill, yeah, it's just you can't,
yeah,
you can't top that.
A bad movie's a bad movie.
Yeah.
You got to be able to just admit when you make a bad movie.
Yeah.
That's it. Because she made a good movie.
Yeah. She called out Steven Spielberg. Remember that?
I think so.
She said Steven at an award show. I don't know if he was there, but she was talking about Steven. She was going on a rant, a feminist rant, and she said, Steven Spielberg, no women leads in his movies. And somebody in the audience yells out,
remember that.
The Color Purple. And she goes, oh, well, yeah, that's okay. One, you know, I don't, you know, it's
yeah.
just, who cares?
It's Shut a pretty up. Solid one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, there's no accountability. It's all blame.
Yeah.
You're blaming me for not going to see the bad movie you made. Shouldn't you be mad at women? Wasn't this a movie for women?
It parallels sports, too.
Right, right.
Men are the primary viewers
exactly.
of women's sports.
Like, you're mad at me for choosing to watch basketball where people can physically dunk. And it's like, well, you know, if it's not for me, be mad at the people that it's for.
Exactly.
You know? You want the players to get paid more?
Yeah. I agree totally.
And I'm
not talking
to go
shit.
To the games.
I'm not talking shit either. Like, yeah. I agree with you, but I can't dunk. But, you know.
I can't dunk for shit.
I'm not going to lie.
I tell you what, I can dunk in on a Fisher Price hoop, though.
Me too. Kid Bugsy, what was his name?
Bugsy Mose.
He was five.
I think he was able to dunk.
He was like 5 foot nothing.
Yeah.
I think he could dunk, but he's a black dude, so.
Yeah.
And we're not.
I'm not. Well, I'm a little.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm
we
a
established
bit.
Your Afro. Well, you might be able
it's
to.
It's in my genes.
Might be so. Able. It's not in my genes, tell you what.
No.
I'm the spawn of a Filipino father and a German-Irish mother.
Mm.
Mostly Irish.
What kind of superpower does that give you? Filipino father. What are their talents?
Well, my dad's talent is maitre d'ing at restaurants.
What's a maitre d'?
They're like a manager, but not. I don't know.
Hmm.
Maybe it's just a fancy term for manager. They just walk around, you know, to go to the tables, make sure everyone has...
They bother people while they're eating.
Yeah. Make sure they have enough lemon in their
right.
water. I don't know.
They wait for you to take a bite and then come over and go, how's your meal?
Yeah, they do that. It's like service industry or boxers, I guess. A lot of Filipino fighters.
Oh, that's true.
Manny.
That's true. Manny. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People,
so maybe your superpower is you can kick the shit out of people.
Maybe. People call me Manny a lot. And it's totally because I'm
that's
Filipino and that's it.
Right.
Like, I don't think I look like Manny Pacquiao. What do you think? Do I?
I think a lot of people look like Manny Pacquiao.
That's fucking hilarious.
Good pivot. I used to work with a lot of Filipinos when I worked at the local airport.
Mm.
And I don't know why that was the place for them, but I used to work with a lot of them.
I mean, it's like, you know, because they're always moving around.
Right.
Those Filipinos.
And it's funny. There was one who had a lot of seniority there.
Yeah.
And his nickname was Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Which was given to him by the coworkers, which is...
Because it's the only prominent Filipino person there ever was.
No, there's...
Name another one. Exactly.
Who's the chick from Wayne's World? Wasn't she Filipino?
I don't know, dude. I haven't seen that movie since I was six.
Really?
I don't remember.
That movie's so good.
But my point still stands.
There's got to be at least one other one, right? Is there an actor? There's a Filipino actor somewhere.
I mean, Lou Diamond Phillips is part Filipino.
Wow, I didn't know that.
But he's also a bunch of things.
Right.
So I don't know. Do you really think I look like Manny? You can say yes. Like, I want to know. I
definitely.
Really?
I think you look like a young Manny. Like,
I'm going to pull up Manny Pacquiao
right
now.
If you grew your
on my phone.
If
whatever.
You grew your hair out like him, and just grew his little beard.
Yeah, because I don't think he's a handsome guy. And I think maybe I'm not handsome, but I'm cute. Yeah. He's not cute, though.
He's not, but he's like 60.
So you're saying I look like a 60-year-old man? Like,
what? I'm saying you look like a young man.
You're like a young, right. Young Manny.
Like, you might look like Manny when you're 60.
Nah, that's a good point. I'm going to look up Manny after the show.
Yeah.
And I gotta see if I
look up Manny, at 27.
Yeah, I will.
You're going to be real fucking freaked out when it shows you a picture of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, it's just me.
Did you mean Phil Perrin? What the fuck?
Yeah. But, you know. Yeah, not a lot of Filipino movies that I know. Actually, there are. Never mind.
Filipino movies?
Yeah, there are Filipino movies. You just can't get them at Netflix. Netflix, the Indians have a stranglehold on Netflix.
I don't know, dude. Did you watch the three-hour spectacle, RRR?
No.
It's this big Bollywood movie that got big enough that it started making noise here. And it's on Netflix. I think it's a Netflix movie, and it's 3 hours long.
This is a Filipino movie?
No. It's an Indian one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thus proving the stranglehold that they have.
Right.
But it was pretty good, man.
It's pretty good.
I watched half of it. I didn't finish it, but it's
3 hours is long.
It's so long.
I don't like long movies. I mean, I do, but if you can just tell me the story in an hour 40, hour 45, just keep it there.
Yeah.
Some you can't.
Some you can't, yeah. Some you gotta go on long, like Titanic.
Yeah.
You needed two tapes for that.
Two tapes, yeah, I remember that.
Remember that, yeah.
I have those somewhere.
Jim Cameron. What a guy.
Jimmy C.
Terminator 2.
Oh, yeah. Aliens.
Aliens. That's
not
a good one.
Not Alien, that's Ridley Scott.
Game over, man.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Bill Paxton.
Get away from me, you bitch. I believe the line is, stay away from her, you bitch. This is film class, right? Talk about a good horror franchise. Talk about a solid horror franchise. Amazing. The Scream films.
Incredible. Wes Craven, the god.
Yeah, definitely fell off after Wes Craven, but they're still good.
I thought four was Wes Craven.
Yeah. And Kevin Williams.
Yeah.
Sin.
5 and 6, I think I liked them more when I first saw them before I, like, and then the nostalgia eyes kind of wore off.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about 6 a little while ago.
Yep.
And when we saw it, it was incredible and I loved it. And I was just like, man, this is so high up on the list of everything. And then I gave it a little time. I let it cook.
Mm.
And then I started thinking about it. And then it kind of dawned on me, like, oh, this is Scream 2.
Right.
Which is my number one. So I'm a little disappointed in myself that I didn't see it sooner.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, oh, this doesn't feel, like, different. It's the same thing. It's the disgruntled dad, disgruntled relative of the previous thing with helpers. And it's like, oh, well, okay. It's just right. The same stuff. It was cool that they went to New York.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. There was no way to predict that one of the killers, it was the dad and daughter. That's the thing about Scream 6 is...
It was three of them. It was two kids, right?
It was the dad and the son.
Three killers.
So it's interesting how... How could the father of the previous killer from 5... not be red flagged as the father when he's a cop in a case involving Ghostface? Did he change his name? I don't understand.
Right, right. Like,
is that a plot hole or am I missing something?
Ask M. Night Shyamalan.
You would know.
He'll be able to tell you exactly how to finish writing someone else's movie.
Yeah, but
I wonder what they're going to do now moving forward that, you know, their two stars are out.
Right.
One for having an opinion.
The wrong opinion. She had
the wrong opinion by the people signing the checks. And the other one, scheduling conflicts, but it's like, you fired my homie. I'm walking.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, man, to be honest with you. As much as I love Nev Campbell, God, talk about early crushes.
Yeah, dude.
And Sydney Prescott as a character.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. She's coming back for the next one.
As much as I love her, man, it's played out.
You think they're gonna kill her?
It's very much on the table, and I wouldn't enjoy seeing that because they wrapped up her story so nicely in 3, and then 4 came along and they wrapped it up even better. I think. It was fine.
Yeah.
Maybe not better, but they wrapped it up again and it was fine. Uh-huh. And at this point, it's just dragging it out. And yeah. I get it. We get it. You know, sure. Franchise character. Got to get the butts in the seats.
Yeah.
But at this point, I'm just ready for a new storyline, new characters at this point.
Yeah, I'm okay if they never make another one again.
Or just not make another. Yeah, they could. They might as well, but they won't.
Right.
I mean, and we'll still see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, I do want it. Part of me, sure wants to see Nev Campbell again.
Yeah.
But the honest part of me just wants to see a new movie. Because 6 had a very interesting premise that I was hoping they would go further into. It was the beginning of the movie where it's the film students who are just psychopaths and want to just make their own horror movie.
Right.
You know, and they collude together and dress up as Ghostface, and that was interesting.
See, but then that's Mickey.
That is Mickey. That's true.
The film student.
But that's true. You're right. They would be doing it again.
You know why it was good? Because Scream 2 is the best one.
So they're just copying Scream 2, right. Which is worse. You know, they got the legacy characters, relatives, and, you know, one of them's black for some reason and all that shit. And, you know, it's just like. Not that it's not plausible, you know, that she would be black, whatever, you know.
Those are what? Randy's niece and nephew.
Randy's niece and nephew. It just screams like, and then she's talking like Randy would. It's just, it's a little too on the nose. And they talk about how it's on the nose, too. They're aware of it. It's meta that way. And it's like, shit like that just is cringy to
Wes
me.
Wes Craven had an interesting way of being meta. And that's what I liked about him. You know, he does all these really staple horror movies in the 70s and the 80s. He does all the Nightmare on Elm Streets. He kind of helps build the genre.
Yeah.
And with those older movies, you know, whether it's a Wes Craven franchise or someone else's franchise, they kind of have a blueprint that almost every movie, like every slasher film kind of had a blueprint, and every supernatural film kind of had a blueprint.
Right.
And then, you know, he takes his time off, comes out with Scream, and he's meta in a sense where, like, those movies exist in this world.
Mm.
So the fans recognize it, and then they have these fun little rules. And the original Scream movie almost fits it, and then Scream 2 kind of breaks all of it, and he makes a new meta.
Mm.
And then they do it again with 4. Because during that time, everything was getting rebooted. There was a new Nightmare on Elm Street. There was a new Friday the 13th.
Right.
The Hills Have Eyes came out way before, but it was a reboot. Last House on the Left. And 3 of the things I just mentioned were Wes Craven originals.
That's right.
So now he makes a new meta that acknowledges reboots. And, like, it was cool when he did it.
Yeah.
Because he did it tastefully. He did it in a way that was, like, talking shit, acknowledging it, moving forward, reinventing himself, like acknowledging the meta and making a change. And now it's like with these newer ones, when they get meta like that, it's almost like they do it winky. And it's like they do it where it's like, oh, the character knows what the audience thinks, and we think the same.
Right. It's
fucking stupid.
Yeah, it doesn't land. Doesn't land this time. It's just, it feels cheap. That's what I'm saying. It'd be refreshing to see new characters still address the things the old characters did, but in their own way. Just make a unique, with their own kind of personalities.
Right.
You know, just try to make, obviously not an original horror movie, but
try to restart. Why not?
Yeah, what I mean is because it's a part of a franchise, so they're always going to recall back to the past events, but have a new story, have new characters, don't have to constantly rely on this is the Randy archetype, you know, or this is right. the whatever, the villains, right, the parallel right. past villains, you know, just
yeah.
I don't know, maybe we should write the next Scream.
We should do something.
You know, they're gonna want to pump these out.
Exactly.
So they need a new
fresh You know what idea. Movie kind of did meta but like same thing, like in a good way, it was kind of fun. It acknowledges the tropes and then it goes sideways. Cabin in the Woods.
Yes.
That movie's so good.
Yeah. That was a great movie. It was a great movie in itself, but because I didn't know that direction it was going to go into.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. I really thought, because the entire first 15 minutes, you're thinking, this is the Evil Dead. This is straight up.
Right.
They go to a cabin in the woods. They go downstairs. They stumble upon a book or some sort of scripture that they start reciting and they shouldn't be. And I remember looking at my friend in the theater thinking, this is Evil Dead. Like, what the fuck? I was ready to walk out. Like, this is pissing me off so much. And then That's they funny. Go into the, you know, the staged, you know.
Such a fun little twist.
Yeah.
That movie's good. Who directed that? I don't know.
What's his name?
I don't know why Joss Whedon's in
No, it's not Joss Whedon. It's Drew Goddard. Joss Whedon wrote it. They're connected, Joss Whedon. I think Buffy the Vampire Slayer, they're connected. I can't remember the exact...
Joss Whedon did Buffy. No, did he? Yeah. He did the show. Never saw Buffy.
I was a huge Buffy fan.
Yeah?
That was my childhood.
The movie
Coming
or the
home
show?
From... Oh, the show.
Yeah.
I never saw the movie.
The movie, I think, came first. It was a different chick.
Yeah, different chick, different... I think it was a comedy movie, to be honest. It wasn't... The show was crazy. My childhood, coming home from school, and it would be on at like 4. I don't remember the timeline, to be honest. But, yeah,
watching
great.
Sarah Michelle Gellar beat the shit out of vampires.
Again, one of my first crushes. One of many people's first crushes.
I think one of my first ones might have been Christina Ricci. Since we're talking the horror,
yeah, from what movie?
Casper.
Oh yeah,
the scariest movie ever.
Yeah, she was a cutie.
She was. Yeah,
those big eyes.
Word.
You know,
I'm a sucker for big eyes, and I think it's her fault.
Me too. It goes back to what we're talking about the Jewish gals, the Jew broads.
Right,
you know,
right.
They
right.
got these big, like doughy kind of eyes that strike you, like Winona Ryder and. Oh, my God. You know, they're just...
Yeah, for sure.
They're interesting creatures.
Yeah, I hopped on that Christina Ricci train from Casper. Not Adam's Family.
Yeah, for me it was Adam's Family. That was the first. I saw Casper, for sure, but it wasn't like a movie I saw a lot.
I don't think I've... Even to this day, I don't think I've seen either Adam's Family movie.
Oh, they're great.
Are they?
They're a lot of fun. Why do you doubt it? You've never seen it.
Right. That's true.
But is it because you've never seen it, you doubt it? Like, there's a reason I've never seen these movies. Because they're...
It's because they're Tim Burton
movies. Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you just have a personal... You got a personal thing against M. Night Shyamalan. You got a personal thing against Tim Burton. Who? Right. What other directors don't tickle your fancy?
You know, if Knives Out wasn't so good... The first one, I would say Rian Johnson.
Oh, just because of Star Wars. Absolutely. I already know. Yeah.
That movie is such a pile of shit.
And you know I'm not a Star Wars guy.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't exactly know what you're talking about, but I understand the...
it's bad.
Disappointments.
Yeah, no, it sucks.
Have you seen his other movies that aren't Star Wars?
I've seen Knives
Besides
Out.
Besides Knives Out?
I saw the second one, didn't like it.
You saw the second one and the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
First one I really liked.
Yeah,
second one, I didn't dig too much.
Didn't bother with it.
Yeah, and then I feel like I don't know what else he's made, but I feel like I've seen something.
They're pretty independent movies. He made a movie called Brick with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. It's basically a high school movie. It takes place with high school characters and high school setting, but it's the storyline is that of a... film noir where it's like a murder mystery. This guy's girlfriend
that sounds pretty
is murdered.
Rad.
It's really a cool movie.
Yeah.
It's the dialogue is that of like 40s and 50s noir films, but it's in a high school setting, so it's kind of weird, but so it's also interesting.
Like there's like a narrator?
And no.
It's constantly thunderstorming?
Right, right. No, there's not a narrator, but it's more from the just the characters. The dialogue is very Pulp Fiction-y.
Where's the dame?
Right, exactly. Kind of, yeah. It's a good movie, though. And he directed a movie, another Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie, called Looper. With Bruce Willis. Oh, you saw that?
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Love that movie.
Love that movie.
Too. That movie's dope.
I haven't seen it in a while, actually.
Yeah, no,
that's worth a rewatch.
Absolutely. I really enjoyed that movie. I like time travel.
Yeah, it is a time. That's right.
Yeah.
I don't remember much of that movie, but I remember it was cool.
Bruce Willis is like a hitman or something, and he works.
He's him in the future. He's Joseph Gordon-Levitt in the future.
Yeah, well, I mean, technically.
When he comes back.
So they have this thing. Where, I guess, it's like these portals, and his job is to kill the people when they come through the portal.
Mm.
And it's supposed to be, and like, they usually come, like, with something on their head, like, shrouded or whatever. Mm. And for whatever reason, he takes the one off of Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Mm. And I do remember it's, a wonky CGI job, because those two people don't look alike. But they
no.
But they tried to make
it was prosthetics.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't CGI.
That's maybe why some of it. That's why it looked kind of funky. Like they gave him blue eyes or something,
and they changed his nose.
Yeah, and he looks a little weird.
Yeah,
but they try to make him look like a young Bruce Willis.
Yeah,
and he doesn't kill him, and I think that fucks with the thing. I mean, obviously, right?
Right.
Because if he kills him, then he Marty McFlies.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, time travel's dope. I love it.
Yeah, I don't remember that movie at all. I probably shouldn't bring up movies that I don't remember at all. I can't elaborate further on them.
I've done that for 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. But it's fun.
It's a very easy thing to fuck up, time travel. But when it's done right, it's just, it's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
And the fun thing I think about it is that there's so many different ways to do it.
Mm.
That it's like there's almost no rules. You can make your own rules.
Because it doesn't make sense. So
exactly. And if you can make it make sense.
Or Stephen Hawking might have made it make sense. Did he say he figured out time travel?
I don't know.
He's gonna implement it.
I don't know too much about Stephen Hawking.
I don't know. He used to hang out on beaches. Yeah, he definitely liked to hang out on beaches.
And cheat on his wife.
Private beaches. Cheat on his wife, yeah.
Have you ever wanted to fuck a computer?
No.
What kind of game you think he was spitting? Through his little, blow tube Siri.
I think a lot, because that voice, that computerized voice, makes anything hilarious.
Makes it hilarious, but does it make it sexy? Does it make it sexy enough to ignore the jaw?
It has to, because nothing else would work. But, you know, that's just me.
Yeah, Stephen Hawking's a weirdo.
Yeah, he was a weirdo.
Yeah, that's true, he's dead.
Yeah.
I do want to see, I mean, maybe I shouldn't, I don't give a fuck. I want to see the biopic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cause,
The Fault in Our Stars, I believe it's called.
I don't know why, but, I mean, it might be.
I don't know.
But I think that's the title of, like an indie teen movie. I think it's one of those
movies. I think it's Stephen Hawking's. Yeah, I think it is an indie teen movie. It's before he got all fucked. Or was he always fucked up?
No, he was.
He was always.
He was able in his early life.
I think that's the movie, I swear to God.
A Fault in Our Stars. No, I think that's like a young adult novel.
Can you Google it real quick?
Yeah.
I'm going to go crazy if I don't know if this is the right movie.
Let's see.
Do you want to bet money? I'm just wondering.
I'm with it.
$5.
What is it? A Fault in Our Stars?
The Fault in Our Stars. Fault. Don't put A Fault. That's something else.
The Fault in Our Stars. Yep.
No.
I mean, like, it's a teeny bopper. Like, it's like,
yeah, but is it about Stephen Hawking? Look into it.
No. It's a Shailene Woodley movie. Hazel Grace Lancaster, a 16-year-old cancer patient.
Hazel Grace.
Meets and falls in love with Stephen Gus Hawkins. Waters. With Stephen Hawking.
Dude, okay, so there's a movie with Stephen Hawking when he's young, and it's kind of a romantic movie. And I thought it would be A Fault in Our Stars, because, you know, he's all about the stars, right?
The Theory of Everything.
All right,
is the Stephen Hawking movie?
All right, I owe you $5, man.
I could see where you would get those titles mixed up.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got you, man.
Because you know he was an astrologist, wasn't he?
Well, he was really an astronomist. Physicist. Astronomist?
He's definitely a physicist,
right?
I don't know about
what kind of science movies are science. Brown?
That would be time travel. That's the scientific term for it.
A time travelist.
Time travelist. Yeah.
Doc Brown. What a dude. Mm-hmm. What a guy.
Don't get me started on that shit.
I love it.
Because I haven't really seen
You haven't it. Seen those movies?
Dude, I've seen Back to the Future once when I was a kid. The first one, maybe.
All right. And
that was it.
And you're sitting here like it didn't change your life. Did we see the same movie? Did you watch the porn parody?
Is it better?
Back That Ass Up Into the Future.
That's a good, parody title.
Back Shots Into the Future.
Yeah, man, I just never, it's one of those things. I didn't see Scarface until like 2 years ago.
Scarface is a pretty alright movie.
That's dude. What I thought. It definitely has its moments, but.
It's overrated, but it's not bad.
Well, you
people
know.
People make a little bit too much noise about it. It's not yeah. as good as people make it seem, but it's not a bad movie.
Well, I'm not a cholo or a black guy, so it's, you know, it doesn't,
He was Cuban, man.
It doesn't hit the same. What did I say?
Cholo
Are
or
cholo's
black
not Cuban? Are
cholo's
they Mexican?
A Mexican.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Just the market audience. Sometimes.
You were born in Miami.
I know.
Tony Montana should be like your Virgin Mary.
You're totally right. But he's not. My Florida hero is
Flo Rida.
Flo Rida. Thank you. Because I could not think. The only person I could think of was Ron DeSantis. And I was like, I don't want to say Ron. I mean, I like what he's done for Florida, I suppose, but...
The guy smiles weird.
Yeah, you know, he's just... I don't know. Yeah, he smiles weird. He wears stilts.
He looks like he doesn't want to be anywhere that he is.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, he, like, talks like this. I'm Ron DeSantis, and, you know, I'm backed by a bunch of neocons and whatever. It's a nice Star Wars shirt, though.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I will watch this. Should we watch it together? Should we watch Star Wars together?
I would love that.
You would love that?
I really would.
You would. I know why. Because it's that thing where you love a movie so much or a series of movies. They're very personal to you.
Yeah.
And then you share it with somebody else, and it's almost like you're watching it again vicariously through that person. And then
that's how I feel.
Where would we start? Would we start with the A New Hope?
So when I was younger, you know, people would ask me like, hey, I want to get into it, how should I do it?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, like, my answer was always like I don't know, you can, like, it was always like a throwaway. Like, you could do whatever as long as you get the whole thing. And like, now that I'm a little bit older, no.
Mm-hmm.
You go in release order.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way that you can experience it as somebody who's been there from the jump.
Exactly.
And it doesn't, like, you could start with the George Lucas prequel ones, get a little bit context, and then go into the older ones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. It'll probably change the way you see things. It might change some characters for you. It's an interesting experiment,
mm-hmm.
because you will have a different experience of that world. But I think it's more fun to watch it as they came out. So we would definitely start with A New Hope.
Yeah, I would want to experience it how everyone else.
The only bad thing about starting with A New Hope,
mm-hmm.
is you're getting the best movies early, and then you have to sit through some good, some bad, but the consistency won't be there. Those original three are just banger, banger, banger.
Did George Lucas do the 90s ones with Natalie Portman?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he wrote and directed the original, the OG,
mm-hmm.
and then wrote the next two, but got other directors.
Right.
But it was his scripts.
Gotcha.
And then 1999... he does episode one, he writes and directs, and then he writes and directs the whole trilogy.
Mm.
And then he sold Lucasfilm to Disney for $4 billion and gave it all to charity, like a chump, and then watched the mouse ruin his... He's the luckiest idiot on Earth.
Yeah.
Because he really, I mean,
I mean, you think you wouldn't do the same thing?
Probably. Sure.
You would.
Yeah, absolutely. If I had George Lucas's track record.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you've made...
Because what else has he directed?
8 films, 10, whatever. It's like, yeah, fucking do whatever. Give me $1 billion.
I mean, he had the 4 that he directed. He directed Howard the Duck. You ever seen that movie?
I don't know.
It's an obscure 80s movie based off of Marvel comic where it's an anthropomorphic duck detective.
Mm.
I think he's a detective or like he's like a PI or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie, it came out in the 80s. So it's like a real, like a 4-foot duck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a good movie.
No. Is it entertaining?
I haven't seen it, I think, since I was in high school, so I don't know. I feel like I would enjoy it now, just because it's like it's stupid and I would rag on it.
Mm-hmm.
But what else has he directed? I don't know much.
American Graffiti from 1970s.
I've heard that's supposed to be good.
I never saw it.
What was his involvement with Indiana Jones? Because I know him and Spielberg teamed up for that, but Spielberg directed those.
They did team up, I think.
And those were Lucasfilm movies, so I'm sure.
I guess he produced it.
Maybe he produced them. I don't think I'm he sure wrote he, them.
No, he didn't write them, but I think he had some input. I think he had some input in the certain aspects of it, but it was uncredited.
Those are really
good. I think movies. I think him and George Lucas and Steven Spielberg, I think they're trying to decide how old Miriam was when she hooked up with Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So in the movie, actually, I don't think they specify in the movie at all, but they were talking like she should be like 17. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think one of them was like, no, that's too on the... It might as well be 18.
That's too old.
Yeah, it's too old, basically. You should make it like 15. Like, so it's really? Kind of like, whoa.
You know, it's weird. I've seen Raiders of the Lost Ark a bunch of times since I was, like, young.
Yeah.
Never got the vibe that she was not around the same age as Indy. Have you seen Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, in Raiders of the Lost, in that, when they reunite in the bar, she says explicitly, referencing when they got together, I was just a kid, Indy. And he goes, you know what you were doing. You don't remember that.
No. My innocent brain blocked that out.
Yeah.
I mean, but like, I call 22-year-old Matt a kid.
Yeah.
Because I kind of was.
Yeah.
But then that follow-up line, that, you know, because you could write it off as that. Like, I was just a kid. I was, you know, some dumb 23-year-old.
Right.
But then the follow-up line, that's the nail in the Jesus. That's not good.
Right. No, they make it ambiguous. Yeah, he's a kid, yes.
Hmm.
He'd be 18, 17. I'm not going to get into age of consent right now, but that's just a fun little factoid.
Thanks for ruining one of the greatest movies of all time for me.
It does. I don't know if it ruins it for me. Yeah.
It doesn't.
For a while, I distanced myself from it. But, you know,
the only Indiana Jones movie we distance ourselves from is Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. That's the one with Shia.
I like that movie, man.
I liked everything but the ending.
You didn't like the aliens?
The aliens were so fucking stupid. But that movie, from beginning until Alien, really felt like an Indiana Jones movie. I think that one was still Spielberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think was stupid about it?
It was just goofy. I don't know. I mean, because they all get a little bit weird and supernatural.
Yeah.
But, like, that one, it just, like, they put the thing, like, they put the skull back, and then they become the alien, and they're inside of a UFO.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the UFO takes off. Like, it just felt like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's me.
So it was definitely the writing of the aliens, not like the look of them.
No.
The look of them. I thought the look of them was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's very rooted in, I forget the...
In like old, like 50s.
Yeah, the elongated skull. Yeah,
Like the so skinny, I thought that was frail, interesting. Slimy body sort of. Like, yeah. Not slimy, but like, you know.
They weren't slimy.
No, they weren't
dripping. I don't remember, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's a movie I haven't seen in a long time, but I remember when I saw it the first time, I liked it.
The new one's fantastic.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah. It's great.
I heard a lot of bad reviews on it.
Yeah, like, well, it. Those people are wrong.
They're wrong.
They're wrong. That's okay. It. They're wrong.
This is, I didn't see it, but one of the criticisms I heard about it was that Indy was a frail old man that's basically being led around by a bitch, and he doesn't do much in the movie compared to her, I guess, and it felt very, I don't know.
I guess I could see that.
Social justice warrior-y. But as I say it, it does make sense that he would be—he's old.
Yeah, he's so also 70.
Yeah. Yeah, so that part makes sense.
It's
so maybe
also,
they just have a problem with it because it's a woman. It's like, oh, you know, this is like a personal.
It's also the
thing.
Accurate tale of what would happen when a 70-year-old goes on an adventure.
Sure. I would see it, man.
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's a lot of fun. It's a nice little send-off for the character. I wouldn't mind if they treated those movies like Bond. And I don't need it to be rebooted. I don't ever need Raiders of the Lost Ark to be rebooted. That movie is...
Just a new actor.
Sure.
For every few movies.
You get
movies.
A new actor, have them do 4 or 5, and it's just like you could have a million little episodes, little adventures of Indy in his escapades.
I mean, who would be a good Indy besides Harrison?
I think I would.
You can't top Harrison.
No. I mean, of course not. But like Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
I think he's got a similar ish look.
Yeah. You're right.
Him. I've heard people talk like maybe Tom Hardy, but I'm kind of over Tom Hardy.
That wouldn't work for me.
No. Who else?
He's good, though. He's good, but he's just too...
Too British.
Yeah, he's too British. You need an American. That's what it is.
To be Indiana Jones. To play a guy named Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm racking my brain. Who'd be good?
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt might be the best option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been in some pretty alright movies. Some duds.
I love Chris Pratt in anything I've seen. I don't know if I necessarily like what it is, but like Jurassic World, I wasn't big on.
But he's good in it.
He's good in it. Like I like his persona. I like his character. You know, Parks and Recreation.
Sure. Yeah.
Funny
fat,
dude.
Fat Andy.
Yeah. You know, good looking dude. Fucking. Yeah, he'd be a great Indy. Yeah, I can't think of. Glenn Howerton.
Really?
No.
Oh, I was about to say.
I just want to segue into our sponsor for this show, Four Walls, brought to you by the Always Sunny crew. I don't know. Yeah. You know, the whole talk with, speaking of Bond, is who's going to be the next James Bond? Mm. Who do you think would be a formidable?
I don't know. Damn. Get somebody unknown.
An unknowner.
Get a nobody.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That's also another thing, too. Like, you know.
Like, I didn't know Daniel Craig before James Bond.
Yeah, me neither.
He was in movies, for sure, but I didn't.
I don't think I've seen him in anything, that I could think of. And he's a great Bond. And his movies.
I think he might be the best Bond. My favorite Bond.
Absolutely.
There's been a lot of great Bonds. Like, that's a high bar. Like, Pierce Brosnan was my Bond.
Right.
And
that's the Bond I know from my youth.
I don't know if I've loved. I mean, they're great, but I don't know if I've loved every other Bond.
The Connery,
Roger Moore,
pretty.
Yeah, Connery is great, but I mean, like actually loving this person as a Bond.
Sure.
Like I think Pierce Brosnan, and Daniel Craig nailed it.
Yeah. For me.
But Sean Connery obviously is great.
Yeah.
Do you ever see the? The second one. So Sean Connery, the first one I believe is Dr. No.
Dr. No, yeah.
And the second one is Honor Majesty's Secret Service. And that's not Sean Connery. That's George Lazenby.
Okay.
And that's a good Bond. It's a really great movie. I watched it a few years ago, and this was during the pandemic.
Mm.
And me and my buddy, we decided to check it out. It was on Amazon Prime. Like, let's check out this Bond. Never seen it. Never seen this actor. He's only in one Bond. And we watched it. And it's a great movie. It's great. It's 68, 69, maybe 67. And great, just great cinematography.
Nice.
You know, it's beautiful production design and good Bond. You know, corny kind of early, late 60s, early 70s fight scenes, you know.
Right.
But it's cool, and the villain's cool. The plot is actually a guy's distributing vaccines that
really
that basically
uh-oh.
Mind control these sex slaves. I don't even fucking remember.
What
it might be
the fuck?
It might be even bigger than that. I don't.
You haven't picked up that vaccinated people are overly horny.
That you actually might be onto something.
Yeah,
because the last girl I was with, she had. She had like 8 booster shots, and she was a horn dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there might be something to it.
She wanted to get you sick with her juices.
Ugh. That gene therapy juice. That genie juice.
Genie juice. Gin and juice.
Sipping on genie juice. Lay back.
That's funny, man. Yeah. The one thing that I don't know if I liked about Daniel Craig's Bond movies is that they, like, unlike some of the other ones, they try to tell a continuous story within them. And it's weird, like, Casino Royale is meant to be almost a prequel or like a reboot. It is a remake because there was an older Casino Royale. But with the Daniel Craig ones, it's painted as if he's like that's his first mission.
Mm.
And then you get Quantum of Solace, which I thought was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then Skyfall, my favorite of his Bond movies.
Yeah, it blew my mind when I saw it.
Dude, that movie is fucking fantastic.
Yeah, Javier Bardem, bad
guy. Dude.
He bombs the fucking Capitol or whatever.
But then that movie's painted to be the end of Bond's career. Sort of. I mean, well, there's 2 more movies after.
That's
it.
Right.
But, like, yeah. M dies.
Yeah.
And she's been a recurring character for all the Bond movies. Mm-hmm. So it's like, am I made to think that, like, they're kind of skipping around? But, like, they try to tell a big cohesive thing. And it's like, I don't know. I like it better. When you have a movie, when you have a franchise like that, and you're constantly changing actors, and you're constantly just making little installments, let them be separate. I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because now, you know, now you have this continuity, and it's like, do the new ones have to follow that now? Mm. Can't they just go back to just being little episodic, you know, here and there's? Change all the actors you want. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to be one big thing.
Well, even with the Pierce Brosnan movies, those series of movies, they weren't necessarily had a continuity to him, if I remember correctly. There might be some. He did 4 or 5 Bonds.
I think 5.
But they were kind of episodic. It wasn't necessarily you had to see
exactly
the previous one.
You could watch the Halle Berry one.
Same with the old ones,
right,
too. Yeah.
Right, right. They had nothing
Connery
to do with each other.
I dig that. Yeah. I think a episodic format would be good.
It'd be fun.
Idris Elba. What do you think? Bond.
Sign me up.
EV.
He's sign me up.
Yeah.
He's great.
I agree.
Ian Fleming's not a fan.
Did you say that?
That's the dude who created
the
character.
He wrote it, yeah.
Yeah, and he was like, Bond's white.
Well, he's right. He wrote the character.
I guess, but, you know.
Yeah, you know.
What does it matter? He's not a real person.
Yeah, that's fair. If it's going to be a black guy, it's going to be Idris Elba.
I want a cool fucking spy flick. That's what I want.
Yeah.
So, I don't care. I don't care if it's Manny Pacquiao.
A British Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Nah. He's gotta be taller.
Where's that girl?
Yeah, he's gotta be a little taller.
A little bit.
I thought I won the fight. He doesn't fight. Yeah. He fights Jaws, dude.
Right.
Or something.
It's so much less cancelable when you do it. But yeah, no, dude, eat your Salvo's Bond would be fucking dope. Did you see No Time to Die?
Yeah, I thought it was great.
I thought it was great.
Blew my mind. It was a great send-off.
He's dead, right?
He's got, yeah, dude. You see him get blown up. They don't show his body get blown up, but there's you
no
can't
way
survive
that.
Right?
He was on the roof. It's not even like I escaped through the back door.
Yeah, he's like, dead. No. It's cool they didn't show it totally.
He ate a missile. I think he ate like the first
one. He did.
One. Yeah.
It's like it's like 10 feet away from him, the missiles. You think he just somehow dodges that? It's coming his way.
But like going back to the forced continuity thing, is that their way to give the audience an explanation for a recast? Because no other Bond switch did that. It's just like, I'm not the guy anymore. The audience is not dumb.
Mm-hmm.
They will understand why this new guy is playing the guy that I played with the same name. Is today's audience dumber that they need to kill off James Bond in order to explain why there's somebody else playing 007?
And that's I don't think it should be.
And that's annoying.
It is, yeah.
Because then I'm part of that audience.
Yeah.
And now you're calling me dumb. And I am, but not for that. I'm dumb for other things.
I agree. I don't think you should necessarily have to kill off the character after a few movies. I think just end it somewhere, and that's fine.
Just
and
get
he continues
dude.
Because it's Bond. You know, he keeps going on. That's the idea.
Right.
So when you kill him, it's like, oh, and then you're resurrecting him. And then he's Jesus Christ.
Mel Gibson set to direct the next Bond movie.
Yeah.
Starring Jim Caviezel, your next Bond.
It should just be Christ. Yeah, he just plays Bond. Yeah.
Right. He shows up in a suit and a crown of thorns.
Yeah, they
he doesn't take the crown off.
Yeah, they put it together.
Oh, what a dude, Jim Caviezel.
It's like, what do you want? It's like, water. Shaken, not stirred.
Right.
It turns into wine. I don't know. It's very... We can make this movie. Should I be writing this down?
We should be. We should. Well, it's documented. We'll go back for reference.
I'll have to write it down.
And take notes.
Good point.
Absolutely. We're about to make a movie, man.
Yeah, that's the whole idea, man.
This almost sounds like a Kevin Smith movie. It sounds almost good enough to be a Kevin Smith movie.
What we just said? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. He would make that movie.
He would absolutely.
I mean, after Yoga Hosers, anything goes.
I love Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite directors.
Mine too.
He has made some movies that have non-exaggeratively changed my life.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And then there's Yoga Hosers.
And then there's Yoga Hosers. I didn't finish it.
You didn't?
Couldn't.
Damn. I did.
Was it worth it?
No. Of course not. What the fuck? No, it was not. The movie was fucking terrible. And I'm still an asshole waiting on the third part of that trilogy. Because that's a trilogy.
What's the first one?
Tusk, Yoga Hosers.
They're the same universe?
Yes.
Oh.
And then the third movie was supposed to be another horror movie called Moose Jaw.
Okay. So that's yet to release? He's going to...
Well, that was the plan 10 years ago. But, I mean, I don't think it's happening.
Never know, man.
Fine with me.
Kevin Smith. Never fails to surprise me.
That's true. Have you seen Red State?
Yeah.
John Goodman.
Loved it.
I watched that movie on Netflix about like maybe 2000. Shit, I don't even remember when. Didn't know it was a Kevin Smith movie.
No.
I didn't see, you know, like I'm scrolling through Netflix and I was in my early 20s. I read the plot real quick. I was like, this seems cool. Go. Boom. Watched it. Loved it. Written and directed by Kevin Smith. I almost shit my fucking pants.
Mm-hmm.
That movie was wild.
Yeah.
That was like a serious movie. That wasn't a goofy...
Yeah, it wasn't like a Kevin Smith movie. It's not like a character hangout kind of movie.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And that wasn't a studio movie because he talks about it. He talks about it in his book and he's been open about it. That he had a studio contract. Where it was Clerks 2, Zack and Miri, and the buddy cop movie.
Cop Out. Which I was going to say is a good movie.
Never seen
it. It's not great. He doesn't write it.
No, because those were given.
It's still a fun movie, though.
Those were given. I think it was one of those, like, we'll let you make Clerks 2, but then you got to make these two.
One for them.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't think he wrote Zack and Miri neither. He only directed
it.
I don't think so.
Huh.
But he talks in his book how Bruce Willis was one of his heroes growing up. Because of Die Hard and everything.
Right.
And then working with him complete flop.
Yeah.
Like, Bruce Willis was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He was like a diva asshole.
Yeah.
And he was just talking hella shit about Bruce Willis.
Yeah. Like, I saw
like,
that.
He's like, never meet your heroes. They fucking suck.
Right. I think they might have made amends. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know these
Bruce
people.
Willis doesn't remember anyway, so.
Yeah, he wouldn't remember. He's great. Honestly, obviously Bruce Willis is great. He's good in that movie. People talk shit about him in that movie, but he's actually good in that movie. Yeah. He's Bruce Willis, you know?
Right.
He's nothing.
He's always John.
It's like, what do you expect? And he's funny in it, honestly.
He's a funny dude.
Yeah.
He's a funny dude. I mean, I don't know so much anymore.
Tracy Morgan is a little bit annoying in that movie. That's what I will say that.
Does he?
But he's mostly funny.
He playing Tracy Morgan?
Yeah, it's just like too much. Like yeah. the beginning scene isn't really working.
I feel bad. I feel like he got pigeonholed.
Yeah, I think he's funny though. Like yeah. I think he's a hilarious guy. Just certain parts of that movie just don't work. But it's a fun, entertaining movie.
Nice.
And you got Kevin Pollak. You know Kevin Pollak?
I know that name. Why do I know that name?
He's a short Jew guy.
Doesn't really help.
Yeah, you're right.
Kevin Pollak. Let me see.
Yeah, search him up. Him and Adam Brody. You know Adam Brody.
I know that name too, but
You know,
I can't put a face to
he
it.
He was one of the cops.
Oh, yeah, this dude. I love Kevin Pollak.
Yeah, so he's the opposite detectives of Tracy Morgan, Bruce Willis. It's a fun dynamic. Underrated movie. Underrated comedy. You know what's an underrated comedy, Matt? Wild Hogs.
You sure?
Positive.
I've never seen it?
Yeah, I know.
No, but I mean...
Because if you did, you know what I mean.
You sure?
Dude, it's fucking hilarious, and I don't understand why... It's stupid, for sure. It's goofy, but it's funny. It's fucking over the top. It's hilarious. John Travolta is fucking hilarious in that movie. They're all funny.
That rubbed me like a kid's movie, though. Like,
it's
like,
not. I thought it was a kid's movie, too, going into it.
It's not?
It's really... No, it's a raunchy comedy about old dudes that are having a midlife crisis and they have their own shit going on. One's Tim Allen's got blood cholesterol issues and John Travolta's going through a divorce with his supermodel wife. And, you know, William H. Macy's a nerd that can't pick up chicks. He's a computer nerd. And
what a range on that guy.
And then Martin Lawrence is a pussy whip dude whose wife wears the pants. And it's fucking hilarious, dude. It's such a funny movie. Yeah. And all I hear is people talk shit on that movie and I don't understand. It's like you don't want to have fun watching a silly mid-2000s comedy starring all these great people.
That's true. I mean, that is
it's
a
funny,
pretty,
dude.
That is a
Ray Liotta's in
cast.
It. He plays the bad guy in it.
Damn.
Because they're bikers and they wander into a like real biker territory because they're just lame dads. And the leader of the bike gang is Ray Liotta,
who's equally not intimidating.
No, he's great in the movie. He's super. No, he's pretty scary in that.
You should have led with Ray Liotta.
Yeah, like he kills it every time. Damn. I'm gonna make you watch that movie. You make me watch Star Wars.
All right,
you can make me watch the whole Star Wars franchise.
And the trade off is just one Wild Hogs.
It's just one 90-minute 2008 comedy with Tim Allen
in exchange for 9 movies.
Yeah. Well, no, there's gonna be more than that. I'm gonna make you watch a ton of things you don't want to watch.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll go one for one.
We'll go one for one.
Yeah. I'll make you watch one, you make me watch one.
I definitely couldn't take the whole Star Wars franchise in one sitting.
No.
You can't.
Well, there's 9 movies, 2 spinoffs.
Wow.
The 2 spinoffs are good, though.
Which ones are those called?
One of them's called Rogue One. That was the first one.
Okay.
And that is a heist movie.
Oh.
That ties into the main stuff, but at the same time has nothing to do with them.
Mm.
Like that could be the first thing you watch and you're good.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is a Han Solo prequel.
Cool.
Because Han Solo's the shit.
It's called Solo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw actually the first.
That's got a good cast.
20 minutes of it. Yeah. It seemed all right. Yeah.
Woody Harrelson's in that movie. He's great.
Yeah.
Paul Bettany's in that movie. He's rad.
British.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Paul Bettany. How you doing? Are you doing all right? I am. I'm Paul Bettany.
No, he's not from the gutter. He's like
a... No, he's a Cockney.
Is he?
I think so.
I've heard him... Well, I mean, he's acting, so...
They're dying out, the Cockneys.
Yeah?
Yeah, the accent at least, it's dying off.
No.
It's getting more posh.
Really?
As time goes on. Yeah, that's what I hear. I've never been.
Yeah, me either. The Cockney accent is so fun.
It's my favorite British accent.
Yeah.
What we do or don't do. Or like...
Wait, but how is it going away? Are there no poor people in London? Because that's what it was. It was like Cockney was like the street level poor people.
Right.
And the posh was like the royals. Or like the rich, the posh.
Right.
So are there no more poor people in England?
I don't know. Maybe there's been a class change, and now with the class change comes a dialect change. I don't know.
How funny would it be if the Queen spoke in Cockney?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
She addresses the people, and she's like, the rain in Spain.
Yeah, I don't like...
mainly on the plane.
Yeah. I mean, I do like the posh accents. I don't, you know what movies I don't like? Just types of movies I don't like are British royalty movies.
I can't get into it.
And I don't know if it's because I'm an American.
Right.
And I don't want to see that shit.
That's true.
If you're showing me the American side, okay. But I can't stand the whole, you know, queen and king and sire like and show the wigs. Crown. And yeah, I'm not into it.
Not into it.
My mom loves those.
Really? Why?
She's English.
What, do you want to watch a bunch of losers?
I don't.
I watch winners here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I watch Mel Gibson's The Patriot.
Exactly.
I don't watch The Crown.
Yeah.
I watch Mel Gibson stab the shit out of Lucius Malfoy.
Oh, my God.
Such a good movie, dude.
He was in that movie?
Who?
Lucius Malfoy?
He plays the main bad guy.
From Harry Potter?
Yeah. He plays the main bad guy, but he's not wearing a long blonde wig.
He wears Jason Isaacs.
That's his name. Yeah.
I was thinking of the kid, Malfoy. I forget.
No.
I couldn't remember the
Lucius
first name.
Lucius is the dad.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anybody from Harry Potter and the Patriot, because that came out, actually.
Besides Lucius.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
What are you saying?
No, I was realizing how old I am, because I was trying to think of when the Patriot came out, and I'm like, that's like mid to late 90s. That came out way before Potter. And I think the first Potter came out in 2001.
Oh, for sure.
So those movies are actually pretty fucking close to each other. There could very well have been one of the younger castmates from Potter in The Patriot.
You a big Potter guy?
Sure. I was when I was a kid.
You're a pottery guy?
I was when I was a kid.
Potterhead. You're a pothead?
I miss it.
That's what they call him, right?
I think so.
So you are. You like him.
When I was a kid, I really enjoyed the books. Like, really.
So you started with the books?
My parents made me. I was a big reader growing up, and I remember the first movie was coming out. I expressed interest, and I guess my parents, in like a way to just keep me reading, was like, we'll go see the movie, but you got to read the book.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, good parents.
So I read the book. We saw the movie. And then in one school year, I ran through the first four. Five wasn't out yet. There was only four.
Mm.
The books were really good. They were... Yeah, I mean, I still have them. I've read them all only once, though. And then as the other ones came out, I would buy them, read them, had a great time. I read the final book over the course of one summer only on the toilet. I left the book in the bathroom.
Ah.
Because I slowed down. Like, I didn't read them as they came out as I got older. Not that I really lost interest. I just didn't have the time.
Right.
So by the time I finally got to the final book, I think I'd already graduated high school.
Mm.
And, I'm not doing too much reading. I'm not reading fucking Harry Potter at that time. So I was like, I'm going to leave it in the bathroom. Every time I take a shit, I'm going to read a little bit. I read the whole book on the toilet over the course of the summer.
So you have like a bookshelf in your bathroom, or did you just place it on the...
No, the toilet...
The tank.
The toilet was... It faces a tub that was broken during that time period. So it's not like I was like, oh, this is going to get wet.
Right.
Because nobody was using the tub. So I would just put it, boop, right in front of me.
In the tub.
Like on the ledge?
Ledge of the tub.
Yeah.
Got it. I just want to paint a picture.
I read a couple books on the toilet. I read Dan Brown's Inferno.
Oh.
On the toilet. Those are books I enjoyed. The Tales of Robert Langdon.
Wow. Those are deep movies. Very complex.
A little bit.
The Illuminati and...
Yeah. The books are pretty good. As far as I know, there's four, but I think there's been more. I think there's like five or six. But yeah, it was Angels and Demons first. That's the common misconception, because the popular one was Da Vinci Code.
Right.
And that's the one that got the first movie. And I remember the movie, I think, was better than the book.
Mm-hmm.
And it might have been because of the hype, because I think I saw the movie first, and it was better. But the book for Angels and Demons was way better. Like, I liked the book for Angels and Demons, I think, better than Da Vinci Code.
Mm.
And the movie wasn't that great. But the movie for Da Vinci Code, I think, was better than the book. And then those take place in, like, Italy and France, like, you know, elsewhere or whatever. There's a third one that they didn't make a movie for that took place in D.C. And that one was cool because that one was, like, Masons. It was, like, National Treasure type shit.
Mm.
That one... Fuck, I forget the name of it.
Great movie, though, National Treasure.
Incredible movie.
Shout out National Treasure.
Shout out Nick Cage.
The Rage Cage. You share a birthday with Nick Cage.
I share a birthday with Nick Cage, with Ghost Rider.
It's funny, because yeah, I feel like you have a similar aura.
Thanks, man.
It's funny because you have the same birthday.
Right. I don't know if that means you think stars. I'm crazy, because I think he's crazy.
I just think you have a connection. It's written in the stars.
I'm waiting for him to talk to me in my sleep.
Yeah.
As Long Legs.
You think? Yeah, I was going to say, if it's Long Legs, you're not going to go to sleep. Did you see Long Legs?
No. I've seen the only clip that I think I ever want to see.
Which clip is that?
Yeah, I think it's the opening scene of the movie of him uncomfortably singing.
To the child?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just the cameras on him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I didn't feel great.
Yeah. You don't even know what you're missing.
Does he play a serial killer? Is he like Stanley Tucci?
Yeah.
In that one movie? With Mark Wahlberg from the 70s.
The Lovely Bones.
There we go. That movie made me so fucking sad.
Yeah.
But visually, it's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
Yeah, I remember liking that movie a lot.
It's very conflicted.
It was disturbing. He was beautiful at the same time.
Exactly.
And Stanley Tucci was a great villain. And
he's a great...
The blonde gal.
Yeah.
I forget her name.
But Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg, yeah, just killing it. You know, yeah,
it's a great movie.
Suburban dad, yeah. You know, that wears sweaters. Did you remember The Happening? Oh, speaking of M. Night, one of the greatest movies of M. Night, just of all time.
You're lying.
Certainly of M. Night.
This is a bit. You're not being. You're
a bit
not,
of what?
Like a bit. Like a.
I know.
Like a, oh,
I know.
Sorry.
I was doing a bit.
See that's how enraged you have me.
Of
you're lying.
Dust.
Yeah, right.
No, it's not. But it's a fun movie. It's a fun B movie.
It's fun.
It's retarded.
It's fun watching that kid from Disney Channel eat shit when he gets shot through the chest.
Oh, beans?
Beans, yeah.
What an idiot. Yeah, everyone acted like an idiot in that movie.
Yeah.
He's just banging on the door. Let me in. There's a pandemic going on. Let me in your house. And they're all like, dude,
you know who else acted
stop.
Like an idiot in that movie? The writer.
Yeah.
That's another one. That didn't even have... Well, that one kind of had a plot twist. The plot twist was the trees are doing it, and then they just stop. That's it. Hey, we're all killing ourselves.
It doesn't stop. It stops there, but it moves on to France, where they're like, voulez-vous, oui? And then they just drop dead. I don't know. It's the same thing happening again.
It's a... bad movie.
The Happening again. Yeah, it's a bad movie, but it's entertaining just to see.
What the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah. What? What's going on?
Why is that guy laying under the lawnmower?
The train slayed? Why? Zooey Deschanel's wife. Huh? You're cheating on me? I can't believe this.
See, that's how bad that movie
is.
Oh,
you only went to dinner, though? And you didn't kiss? So now I feel about it.
That's how bad that movie is. I forgot I'd seen it.
Yeah.
It needs to be brought up for me to remember. I gave it 2 hours of my time.
Everyone's bad in that movie, for sure.
Everyone. That movie fucking sucks.
It's got good kills, though. That's...
I get... Okay.
It's got fun. It's just fun. You laugh at it. That's what it is.
Okay.
John Leguizamo goes through the windshield.
Yeah.
I hate John Leguizamo. He's such a bitch.
Right.
Did you see that clip of him... He's talking about the new Mario movie that came out recently.
Oh, my God.
He's like, oh, when I did our Mario movie, I was Hispanic, and I still am. But, I mean, for the time, that was groundbreaking.
Right.
And they don't want to break new ground now because these guys are white. Like, Shut the fuck up.
First off, it's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon.
Dial it back, bro.
And they were Italian to begin with.
Right. Right. The characters were Italian.
Dude, it was insane.
So you took a job from somebody by being in that shitty movie with Bob Hoskins.
That's right.
He could have done a sequel to Roger Rabbit. Instead, he did a fucking movie with you and dinosaurs.
What a waste.
What a fucking waste.
But he's in everything, Matt. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
He's in everything. He's in John Wick.
That's right.
Every time he shows up in a movie, I'm like, god damn it.
Yeah. You know? I mean, well, he's not bad in everything.
He's not bad. It's just...
He was great in Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, he was.
Tybalt.
You know, he's been great in a lot of movies. I'm not going to lie.
Nothing recent, though.
Yeah, when you say just gay shit like that...
Yeah, when you say dumb shit.
Yeah, just dumb as shit.
Yeah. It's a mystery why you're not working.
Right. Just in shitty Shyamalan movies.
He should be in all of Shyamalan's movies, because shit like shit.
Yeah, he'll definitely show up in the Josh Hartnett flick coming up.
He better not. If he shows up, I'll walk out.
Hopefully he's one of Josh Hartnett's victims. You can just fucking watch him die.
That would be cool.
It's just you know what I hate, dude? Patton Oswalt. He's one of those side characters that show up. And he's fine when he's a side character, but I don't know. He's a weirdo.
He plays the same character every single thing that he's in. The only thing that he ever played that was different was the rat.
Yeah, the rat. Yeah, when he's a rat.
His stand-up is funny, though.
I like it?
I like his stand-up.
All right.
His older stuff. His newer stuff, I watch it once. Like, I watch his stuff when he puts something out. But, like, it's usually, like, a once, give it a little come over, and then that's kind of it. I don't think he gets too preachy in it. I don't really remember, because I don't, you know. But his older stuff I'll watch.
Mm.
He's funny. His older stuff is funny.
I like when he's side. You ever see Observe and Report with Seth Rogen?
I think I've seen that movie, like, once.
Dude, that's a great movie.
Yeah?
I love it. Danny McBride wrote it, I believe.
You know, he wrote the new Halloween movie?
He co-wrote the new Halloween movies. And you could tell in some areas. No, that's Danny McBride.
I really like
when they talk about dicks. The first of the trilogy?
Yeah, the first of the new ones was really good.
I liked it too.
Second one.
I do like it.
Second one was okay.
Yeah.
Third one.
Yeah.
It was a steady decline.
Hot take. I like Halloween Ends.
Yeah?
I like it a lot, man. I like Halloween Kills too, honestly. I honestly like that trilogy. The bar is low because Halloween movies suck. They just do, mostly. Halloween 1 and 2 are great.
Sure.
Halloween 4 or 5,
you're not talking about the
Halloween
best one.
Halloween 6.
Why'd you skip the best one?
Halloween 3? I'm not going to count Michael Myers.
You're not going to count a non-Mike Myers movie? Michael Myers.
All right, if you want to get down to it. It's a fine movie, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. It should have been called something else. I get what you mean, though.
I like the concept of the movie. I don't think... Honestly, most of that movie works for me, but some parts are just too 80s corny sometimes for me. Yeah. But I do like that movie. But as far as Michael Myers movies, you know, they're mostly trash. There's good movies.
They get wacky.
Rob Zombie...
His first one
mixed.
Is so good.
It's good. I really like his first one. But for the last, like, 30 minutes, it just becomes a shot-for-shot 1978 Carpenter remake.
Yeah.
And it's like, because it was so different to start with.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know.
Yeah, he did a real interesting thing that I feel is fair game. I don't like when, like, a remake will completely change something.
Mm.
I don't mind a little liberties here and there. You know, you're interpreting something different. But, like, when they change something wild, it's like, well, that just doesn't make sense.
Right.
But he tapped into something that I thought was interesting. He tapped into unexplained territory. You know, he spent so much time on the kid's childhood and then, like, a little bit of adulthood. And it's like, well, that wasn't in the original. So it's like, cool, fair game. He expanded on it. Mm-hmm. But he killed Danny Trejo, and that's not okay.
Yeah, that was to show just how much of a ruthless killing machine. The one guy who was nice to him was like, I don't give a fuck, dude.
And what's the message?
I'm a killing machine.
Don't be nice to anybody.
Right. That's the message of that movie. Specifically, Yeah.
Specifically old Mexicans.
Yeah. Child. Yeah, it was interesting. That's the problem, I guess, a lot of people have with the Rob Zombies, is they tell the origin of him, where really he's just supposed to be a mysterious... And yeah, I say, like, yeah, fuck it. Like, who cares?
Dude? Yeah.
Just fucking...
Second one was weird, though.
It was. It was kind of interesting, though.
Is it true that different theaters had different endings? Are there, like, six endings of that movie?
There is a... The director's cut does have an alternate ending. I think it's just Michael Myers dies. No. I think the endings is... I don't remember the ending.
I don't remember what...
Michael Myers dies. In both of them. Something with Laurie. Like, the evil passes to Laurie. They made it more ambiguous in the first movie. Mm. I don't remember. It had some interesting things going on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the thing is, the franchise is pretty much just ass. So, it's like, go wherever with it. Like, fuck it.
You know which one I thought was cool? And it was the first Halloween movie I ever saw?
H2O.
No, the one after it.
Resurrection?
Yes.
The webcam?
Yes. Yeah. The one where he kills Laurie in the beginning of the movie.
Right.
And then he goes back home and they're filming an MTV, you know. You remember that MTV show, what was it called? Fear? Or...
I remember Fear Factor. That was
no,
an MTV.
No. It was a show on MTV.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Where they would take people with, like, body cams and they would go to, like, asylums and give them challenges and shit. Like, you know, sit in the, you know, they would be in like a trailer outside of an insane asylum or an abandoned hospital. And then they'd be like, all right, Jim, it's your turn. And then they'd give a backstory about some, you know, some lunatic who killed 47 people and then got electrocuted in this electric chair. Your challenge is to go to that room and sit there for 30 minutes. And then they'd sit there and they'd hear shit, and, you know, the webcam, the camera showing them or whatever. It's a dope show on MTV.
It sounds dope. Yeah, I missed it. I didn't watch a lot of MTV television.
I watched
Punk'd. Yeah, I watched Punk'd. Maybe Pimp My Ride a little bit, but I was mostly just the music video.
Yeah.
MTV channel.
Yeah.
But I never really watched the shows.
I watched a lot of MTV.
Yeah.
During like different points of my life, it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it back when they had music.
Yeah, I heard it in a movie. Really? Most great music I've heard were in movies.
Yeah.
I've heard.
Yeah.
Not most, but a lot of it. They, yeah. My Tarantino movies are great. They always have the best soundtracks.
Yeah. No, he's good with that. James Gunn uses a lot of really good songs. Sure. His soundtracks are really well put together. Scorsese likes Gimme Shelter.
Yeah, he does.
And that's his soundtrack.
Yeah.
What movie did he use it twice in? Was it Departed?
Yeah, he used it at least twice, maybe three times.
Yeah.
And Goodfellas. Probably Casino.
But yeah, you know what? It's a good fucking song.
Yeah, it always works.
Gimme Shelter is such a good song.
Yeah. The Departed is one of his best movies ever. And you know, it's a remake of a Chinese movie, a Hong Kong movie.
Really?
Called Infernal Affairs.
That's cool.
And in a lot of ways, it's shot for shot. And, you know, not
really,
not a lot. Certain scenes. I've seen the movie once, the original, and I can't remember. But there's certain scenes, especially the ending, is almost kind of shot for shot. And, you know, the basic story, where it's an undercover cop, and, you know, it's a mole in the in the police department.
Double, triple mole.
That yeah. So it's got that. But I would say The Departed does it better. It's just a different script. It's American. It's Boston. Yeah. You know, it's different.
There's a bunch of Dropkick Murphys song in there.
Yeah. There's more humor in it. It's more American. So it's just a more American version of that story.
I'd be interested in watching the Chinese one.
Yeah, it's definitely good. You just don't get lines of dialogue like, well, fuck yourself.
There we go.
Well, I'm tired for fucking your wife. How's your mother? Good, she's tired for fucking my father.
That's
like, you're not going to get that in the Hong Kong version.
Right, right.
That's like the main difference of that movie. It's the style. It's the humor. And The Departed, that movie just fires on all cylinders.
Every single one of them. If you got a cylinder, Scorsese's firing on it. Bang, bang.
Yeah, especially when he's on that. Yeah, yo.
Word.
Well, you know, Hollywood.
Everyone's on it.
Everybody's on it. But, yeah, man. You, You were asking me a question earlier about The Departed.
Something about Mark Wahlberg. With the ending.
Right.
Is he a mole?
Is Mark Wahlberg? I didn't take it that way.
I guess
it's possible.
I think he is. I think he was just secretly a mole as well. Because what other reason does he have to kill Matt Damon?
Mm.
One of my friends was saying, like, oh, because he blames Matt Damon for Queenan's death.
Right.
Okay. But, like, is that a good enough... Like, you got my boss killed and I really liked my boss. So I'm going to sneak into your apartment and kill you?
Mm.
I don't know. And I'm going to go through the trouble of, like, tracksuit. Wrap up the shoes. Gun in the bag. Well, I don't think he has a gun in the bag. But, like, go through all that because you killed my boss.
That's a good point.
And he was my homie.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was, like, a quadruple mole.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Yeah, I think it could go either way. I think they purposely kind of make it vague.
Yeah.
But that is a likely scenario.
I gotta ask Marty.
Yeah, ask Marty.
Marty.
Or William Monahan. He's the one who wrote the script.
Hmm.
William Monahan. But, it could be. I mean, the entire movie, Mark Wahlberg's on Matt Damon's case. Like, he doesn't like him.
Mm.
Like, he straight up says, he knows he's a rat. He straight up says, I run rat fucks like you, okay? I don't like it.
Yeah.
Such a good
movie. Fuck.
But he's always suspicious of him the whole time.
Yeah.
And, you know, he does seem to love Queenan for sure at a certain level. But, yeah, it's a good point to go all that to risk your own life.
Right.
By murdering
in
somebody.
In the middle of the day?
But he does do a good job, obviously, of covering it up. But yeah, it does beg the question, is there another reason to this? It's possible.
And we know that Leo wasn't the only mole.
Yeah, right.
There's so, other moles. There's other ones. There's other ones everywhere.
Everywhere. These
fucking rat fucks are everywhere.
Francis, it's a nation of fucking rats.
Sorry. It's a shame that Mark Wahlberg does an incredible movie like that. And then, like, he does, like, The Shooter, which is a pretty solid movie.
Yeah.
And then he does Daddy's Home. And then you have The Happening.
Mm.
It's like, come on, Mark. What are you doing? Are you going to do a kids movie next? Which he's done. And they're better than The Happening.
Yeah. He just played a preacher with Mel Gibson this past movie. Both very troubled guys with troubled histories.
Yeah, I don't think playing, I don't think I'm gonna see that movie.
Yeah,
I think I'm gonna skip that one.
Yeah.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.